You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. For many people, sport is a great way to not only keep fit and active, but also a positive boost for their mental health as well. That's certainly been the case for 17-year-old goal ball player Gareth Mannering, who joins me now along with mum Helen. Welcome in both.
Hello.
Hello.
Gareth, tell us, how did you get started with goal ball?
I went to RNC Hereford for Have a Go weekend, and they had a goal ball taster session there.
And what kind of difference has playing the sport made to your life?
It's different, yeah. It's given me something to push towards, new friends, and just a new sport to enjoy as well.
Well, what would you say to blind or partially sighted people who maybe aren't involved in sport yet at all, but have maybe thought about it?
Yeah, I think goal ball is a good starting point to find one Paralympic sport, because there's a lot of other out there I haven't tried yet.
And you decided to raise money for Goal Ball UK by running the London Landmarks Half Marathon earlier this year. How was that experience for you?
Yeah, that was amazing, really, because I had never done a half marathon before until the London Landmarks, so it was really fun.
And is there more running in your future, Gareth? Do you want to go on and train for full marathons, or are you concentrating on Goal Ball for now?
I wouldn't mind trying to get towards a full marathon, but that's a few years away, I think. But I think for now, maybe more Goal Ball, yeah.
And you had a lot of help from your guide runner, your mum, Helen. Helen, what was it like training with Gareth and running the half marathon together?
I really enjoyed it, to be honest. We've just signed up for the Swansea Half Marathon in June, so I think we've got the bug now. But it's lovely. We love training. It was just an opportunity to get outdoors, and we had a lot of fun. And I think we got to that level of fitness, and we don't want to leave it go now. So we run every week, and we've carried on. But we absolutely love the experience.
And do you get involved in goal ball as well, Helen?
I do, yes. I volunteer. I help out sometimes. I need to do my activated training so that I can help out at tournaments. But I do quite a bit. And we got to know a lot of the Goal Ball UK gang during the training for the half marathon. And they're such amazing people. You know, we had a group chat and we had so much fun. There were six of us all together running. And it was just from the beginning to the finish line, you know, it was not just the running, but the whole process leading up to it. We had so much fun. It was absolutely amazing.
And what's the difference have you seen in Gareth during his time as a goal ball player and sort of getting more active?
Oh, it's absolutely changed his life. You know, we had a training session on Saturday now with the West Wales team that were trying to start up, and the South Wales team who were trying to help us. And I was talking to Gareth's habilitation officer, and she can't believe the difference she sees in him from when she works at him at school, and when he's actually at the goal ball sessions. He's an entirely different person. He's so confident. He's in control of the game. And she gets emotional when she talks about it, because it's made such a difference to him as a person. It's difficult to describe, really. It's absolutely life-changing, isn't it?
Mm.
And do you feel that way, Gareth? Do you feel that you're a different person when you're on the goal ball court and playing?
Yeah, I think it is. It is to a point where after it's finished, it's like, was that me that just did that? You do feel a bit weird afterwards.
Well, you have to travel quite a distance for the goal ball training and practice. Would you like to see the sport grow more across the country, Helen?
Yes, definitely. I think there's a lack of opportunities for people Gareth's age, further west you go. So it would be nice, because we've had a few new families join us now at West Wales sessions, and we've seen the difference it's made to their lives as well. So to be able to go further west and draw in people from Pembrokeshire, Ceredigion, as well as Carmarthenshire, I think that would be brilliant for them and, you know, for the sport as well.
And Gareth, you're now part of Goal Ball UK's performance pathway. What does that mean for you as a player?
I'd really enjoy it, because they want you to do your best. They want you to push hard, and they get you out of your comfort zone, which is really good, because you try things you'd never think you've done before.
And are there any players you look up to from the UK side?
Yes, there's many players. There's all the players that I work with, and all the volunteers and the coaches. They all make a difference.
Well, Gareth, congratulations on your fantastic fundraising total and on being selected for Goal Ball UK's performance pathway. And maybe we'll be seeing you at the Paralympics in LA in 2028.
Maybe.
Gareth and Helen Mannering, thanks both for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thanks. You.